Trump's survival advice to potential alligator Alcatraz escapees, don't run straight. By Olivia Rondo on July 1, 2025. President Donald Trump offered some advice on outrunning the Florida wildlife to illegal migrants who may try to escape the new detention center in the Everglades, unofficially known as Alligator Alcatraz, ahead of his presidential tour on Tuesday. The facility, announced by Florida Attorney General James Uthmeer, last month, was erected at the Dade Collier Training and Transition Airport inside Big Cypress National Preserve in just 8 days by the State Emergency Response Team, SERT. When a reporter asked Trump if the snake and gator-infested waters around the new center are meant to serve as a deterrent to potential escapees, he answered, "I guess that's the concept. This is not a nice business. I guess that's the concept," he repeated. "The snakes are fast, but alligators, we're going to teach them how to run away from an alligator if they escape prison," the president said, making side-to-side gestures with his arms. Continuing to illustrate the technique, Trump joked, "Don't run in a straight line. Run like this." Uthmeer said the location is ideal for a detention center because it is surrounded by the Everglades and its predatory wildlife in a video taken at the site in June. "I call it Alligator Alcatraz," the attorney general said. "It presents an efficient, low-cost opportunity to build a temporary detention facility, because you don't need to invest that much in the perimeter. If people get out, there's not much waiting for them other than alligators and pythons." Trump joined Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, and Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem at the remote facility later on Tuesday, and added, "This is what you need. A lot of bodyguards and a lot of cops in the form of alligators." He also remarked that the remote facility might be as good as the real Alcatraz site, referring to the historic maximum security prison in San Francisco, California. Olivia Rondo is a politics reporter for Breitbart News based in Washington, D.C. Find her on X/Twitter and Instagram.